This week came word of a marital reunion long in the making. Nathaniel and Sophia Hawthorne were married for 22 years, and in that time were extremely close. During their only separation, Sophia wrote in her journal, "I once thought that no power on earth should ever induce me to live without thee, and an ocean should never roll between us." Nathaniel Hawthorne's most famous works, The Scarlet Letter and The House of Seven Gables, are considered to be moral allegories and tinged with the cold judgments of Puritanism. And yet his relationship with his wife was by all accounts warm, passionate, and romantic. But when the author died in Plymouth, New Hampshire in 1864, a grief-stricken Sophia did cross an ocean. She took their three children to England and was buried in London in 1871. This week, the Dominican Sisters of Hawthorne, who maintain the family graves in England, announced that the remains of Sophia and daughter Una will be interred next to Nathaniel later this month at the Sleepy Hollow Cemetery in Concord, Massachusetts. What the nuns will join together, let no man put asunder.